Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Has he lost his mind? Today, yeah, probably. Today is the first day of our church year. This is the first Sunday in Advent. And last year we had some things that were very interesting about Advent, because I know nobody's ever done this to you. But Advent is important. And so we're going to talk about a few things today. There's two ways that Jesus comes back to us. What are they? Well, the baby, right? And then who else? The judge of all things. When I went to the seminary, okay, I'm going to walk so you can get a picture. I'll show it to your side too. When we walk into our classrooms, we walk by this. It's one of those things that's made with the little stones. That's how we enter our classes. A mosaic, thank you. And that's Jesus as the Ponto Crater, the judge of all things. So the thing is, why do we do what we do? It's to prepare for the second coming. Okay? Now, can you imagine? Now, folks, this is almost 10 feet tall. So when you walk by to go to class, that's what you walk by, okay? And imagine that you do this every day. You know, so when I talk about stuff like this, it's important. If it wasn't important, why would they have a 10-foot mosaic that pastors have to go by every day? Makes you think, doesn't it? Okay. We know that the word Advent, you know, I told you a couple weeks ago it was adventure, okay? It comes from the Latin word from Adventus. Now, that's a translation of the Greek word parousia. When you look at a book, okay, you peruse the book, if you've ever used that word in English, okay? That's where it comes from. But there's two things with that meaning. First of all, it's to look at. The second thing is to come. So it's to see as it comes to you. So when you're reading a book, the knowledge is coming to you. That's why you peruse it. That's why the second coming is the parousia. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, when you start to know this, then you start hearing the importance of this. All right. Originally, Advent was 40 days. It was 6 Sundays. Well, we shortened it because of the church. You know, it's one of those things. Doggone it. You know, secularism comes into the church all the time. Well, it's 6 weeks is a little tough, you know, and things, so we're not going to do it. But originally, it was 42 days. Again, we're talking about that 40 days. And many of you went through my Bible study when we looked at what numbers mean in the Bible, okay? And 40 is used a lot, okay? It's the number of days in Lent. It's the number of days that Jesus was in the wilderness. It's the number of days that, I lost my train of thought, but it's the number of years that the Jews traveled in the Holy Land because they got lost in the size of Texas. If you can figure that one out, we're all doing pretty well. Okay, but how do we keep the idea of Advent? Oh, Advent wave. Interesting, isn't it? It's pretty. Why is it up here? Why do we do this? Something different. Thank you, Lillian. Well, it's true, though. Okay. You know, we look at these. Now, what is my sermon title today? Hope. Hope. Peace. Yeah, I know. Peace. Joy. Love. Okay. Why is love pink? Okay.
Sermon's over.
I'm teasing. Why?
Your first.
What does it represent? Sometimes it's white.
Purity.
Okay. purity, Jesus, okay? And then the very last thing we do is that white candle here. What is that one for?
Christ candle.
That's the Christ candle. We have another Christ candle, and we don't have it up today because it's on here. But part of the thing is, usually we have it up here, but we just don't have it lit. There are so many things that this represents. First of all, did you know that this was a Lutheran construct? The Advent wreath started in Germany among the Lutherans in the 1500s, right after the Reformation. Why? Almost all Protestant denominations and all Catholic churches uses it now too. But why? Well, first of all, we have evergreens. What do evergreens stand for? Life. Okay? And because they're always green, it's eternal life. Okay? Now, what about the idea of a wreath? Where does it stop and start? It doesn't. So the circle also is supporting that. I think one of the things about an Advent wreath, it gives us the basics of our faith in a way that you can see it. And I like that. Well, it's great symbolism. All right, I get to do another word. What is a symbol?
A sign up.
Right. Sign up. It's something that stands in the place of. Okay? So when we look at the flag, what does the flag represent? Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. Patriotism, the United States, right? It's a visible sign of what we are. All right. Now, here's what we talk about a couple of things. When I was a practice pastor, I was called a vicar. Why? If you grew up Episcopal, you call the pastor a vicar, right?
Yeah.
Why? What is a vicar?
Ordaining guy.
Well, true. All right, here's where we come. Betty, you get the gold star for this. Okay. Jesus died for us on the cross, right? He took all our sins and he died for us. He took our punishment. The fancy word for that is vicarious atonement. Hear the word vicar in there? All right, so what did Jesus do? He took our punishment on the cross. He stood in for us, right? So the vicar is the one who stands in for Christ. That's usually why I wear clericals to church. I mean, a lot of my brothers anymore don't. In fact, when I was in Texas, I was the only one. I used to go to Missouri Synod Winkle. I was the only one who wore clericals for church. All of them were wearing polo shirts. And there's times, you know, I walked in with my LCMC polo shirt here, too. If it's really hot, you might see it more. Okay? No sweat. But part of the thing is, I wondered if you'd catch that if I could shoot out the road. But you see what I'm getting at this? There are so many messages in Advent that are important because it's dealing with Jesus coming back. All right. Our readings today, Jesus came to us as a branch of Jesse. Remember that from the Old Testament lesson? Okay, he was a branch. Jesse's rod, okay, was in there too. So he's a scion or a son, S-C-I-O-N, that's Greek for son, in the lineage of David. And again, that's the Old Testament lesson today and part of the epistle lesson today. All right, so what's the basis of the epistle lesson? Love one another and follow the paths of the Lord. Okay? Next week, we actually have the Bible reading of that, the follow the paths, make his path straight, is usually the reading for the second Sunday in Advent. And if you remember last year, I sang part of the thing for the Messiah, which I'm not going to do this year because with my voice changing, I can't do it anymore, which is frustrating. But The scripture reading today, especially the epistle, told us that we are preparing for the coming of Jesus with all his saints. Who are his saints? We. But if he's coming back with all his saints, who are the saints that are coming back?
Those that have gone before us.
The ones who have passed. For us. And that's a lot of people. So, When the second coming occurs, we will all be brought back together. Which is, what is that saying? How many of you knew that from that verse? Probably not, okay? Because we don't usually teach that, but that's what is so important. It's everything coming back together. Also, where are we supposed to meet Jesus? In the clouds, okay? And that's what part of our scripture said, the coming of the Son of Man. Signs and foreboding. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Okay? Where's the rapture in there? It's not there. Okay? Rapture is something that was added about 150 years ago. So whenever we see all this stuff, oh, the rapture, folks, that's new in the church. That's not part of the meaning. Now, when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Okay, and I think his example here, what I've done is shorten this thing from that reading. The lesson of the fig tree. And he told him a parable, look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Hey, the boss is coming. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ooh, okay. That really puts a different look on it, doesn't it? All right. Ancient men, pagans, okay? And spring and summer is important because that's when things grow, right? And then what happens after they grow? They die. Oh, so Advent comes during that time of death before the rebirth. See why we celebrate Advent? See why originally it was also like a time of Lent? Because we dealt with death. Okay, and whose death are we dealing with? Jesus. Okay, and that's why it's so important. Here's the thing that I got thinking. You remember the first part of John? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word made flesh. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us so that we might have everlasting life. Well, Paul knew what John had written when he wrote this. So Paul goes to the Gospel of John in his next statement. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Why not the words? Because the Word is Jesus made flesh. So the Word of God will be there because Jesus is there. I think that is such a blessing. Those words are the symbol of God in our lives. You know, Jesus overcame sin, death, and the power of the devil. He was our vicar who stood in the place for us at the time of punishment, and it made it possible for us to have everlasting life. One of the things about today, the hymn of the day is called Sleepers Awake. Well, of course, it's not in our hymnal, okay? But it's the one that's supposed to be done today. And it's one of those, wake, awake, for night is flying. In German, it's Wacket auf, ruft uns die Stimme. I know. But it was such an important hymn that Johann Sebastian Bach wrote a cantata for today based on that. Okay. Should be in C. Did I get it in C? Yeah. C. That's what it's supposed to be. But Wacket auf, ruft uns die Stimme means be awake, for God is calling us. Remember Parousia? To call and to come. To see. It all ties together at this time of year. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life. Remember that? But stay awake at all times, praying that you might have the strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Because isn't that what is coming? Okay, that's why this is so important. You know, our theme today is hope. And one of the things that, you remember when I first came, we used first reading and second reading for the readings, didn't do psalms. Well, I added a psalm and I changed it to Old Testament and epistle. Why did I change that? Well, just because the Old Testament does come out of the Old Testament, the epistle usually comes out of the epistle. But why else? What does the word epistle mean in Greek? Epis. Hope. The epistles not only are letters, they're letters of hope. Think about that for a second. What's our theme today?
Hope.
Does hope surround us? The promise of everlasting life is our hope. And folks, that's why this time of year I think is so important. Now, we started singing O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We're going to sing the last three verses after I get done with this. But that last verse I want you to sing a cappella, because that's the way it was written to be sung, without accompaniment. But to finish this up, here's our last verse, and we're going to do it as a prayer. Let us pray. O come, desire of nations, bind all peoples in one heart and mind. Bid every strife and quarrel cease. Fill all the world with heaven's peace. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, all Israel.